Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. It's another Friday, and as I was thinking about today, I was thinking about all that we've been talking about over the last couple of months with the My Story series that we did, and now using the Share Anywhere in our life groups, just referencing the idea of how to share our faith and to be more vocal about sharing our faith, to know what our testimony is. And I was in a training one time, and they shared this 15-second testimony, which I thought was really a powerful example of how to do our testimony, because I think our personal testimony, it's personal, right? It's a powerful because it demonstrates God's power to change our lives. And it happened to us, and nobody can take that away from us, right? And ultimately, our testimony is a story that contrasts our old way of life before we met Christ, and then how we came to meet Christ. What happened? What changed our lives? And how has our life been different since we came into a relationship with Christ? I think, you know, sometimes we have more time than we think we do, right? And that's why I like this 15-second testimony, because even on an elevator, you could share this testimony with somebody because it doesn't take that long. And so I love this method. And so if you're not driving right now, which I know it's a drive cast, so you may be driving. If you are, wait and do this at a later time, because obviously it's going to be hard to write words down while you're driving. But if you're not driving, then I'm going to ask you to pull out a piece of paper and a pen. And I'm just going to ask you to write down four words. And here's what I want you to do. Think of two words that describe your life before you met Jesus. Two words that describe your life before you met Jesus. For example, my two words would be angry and no purpose. So I know that's three words, but angry and no purpose. Now I want you to think of two words that describe how Jesus changed your life. Could really just be the opposite of the two words you just shared, but two words that describe how Jesus changed your life. So for example, now those two words for me would be joy and direction. Joy and direction. And so if you have time, I want you to write this down. It says, there was a time in my life when I was blank and blank. And those would be your two words that describe who you were before you met Jesus. So there was a time in my life when I was angry and had no purpose. Then I put my trust in Jesus and made him number one in my life. Then I put my trust in Jesus and made him number one in my life. Now I have purpose and I'm full of joy. Those would be my words. Now I have purpose, direction, and I'm full of joy. And then there's an important question that you have to ask at the end of that. Do you have a story like this? So here's what it would look like. You're standing in an elevator. You're standing in line at a coffee shop. Maybe you're at the airport waiting to get on a plane. Maybe you're with your family or your friends at a ball game, sitting in the bleachers. The opportunities are endless, right, for us to share the gospel, to show the love of Christ. But say you're at home. Maybe you're at a ball game. You're standing in line. And you say, man, you know what? There was a time in my life when I was angry and had no purpose. But then I put my trust in Jesus and made him number one in my life. And now I have joy and I have direction. Do you have a story like this? And bam, you're right in, because listen, they might be like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. They may turn around and walk away. And all those are fine, right? That happened to Paul. That happened to Paul all the time. But he still took the opportunity that God gave him to share the gospel with somebody. And that comes from your story. It's a personal story. And so I would encourage you, practice this. Practice this with your life group. Practice this at home with your family. Just have each person write out those two words that describe your life before you met Jesus. Two words that describe how Jesus changed your life. And again, the three sentences in one question, right? There was a time in my life when I was blank and blank, and then I put my trust in Jesus and made him number one in my life. Now I am blank and blank. Do you have a story like this? So again, I would strongly encourage you to write that out today, to think about, man, what does that look like for me? And then pray and ask God to give you opportunities to share that 15-second testimony, right? Start using it with the people that you know. Start using it even with believers. Just let them ask them the question and then let them share the same thing with you. Let them share their 15-second testimony back as you teach it to others. And then as you have opportunities to minister then in this way to people that maybe don't have a relationship with Christ, man, what an opportunity to, from there, after your 15-second testimony, to go into the my story. What is your story? How has God radically changed your life? And then you could share a little bit more of your testimony, more pieces to it. Maybe go into greater detail when you have 3 to 5, 6 minutes that you could actually share with somebody. But I love this 15 seconds because it gets it out there and it gives you an opportunity to share. So let's pray to it in. Father, we thank you for your testimony in us, Lord, that you changed our lives, that you drew us to yourself, Father, that we could have a relationship with you. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, thank you for forgiving us of our sins, for adopting us into your fellowship. God, adopting us as sons and daughters into your family. Father, we rejoice in that. And Father, we know that when we have a personal walk with you and we have a personal relationship with Christ, and we have a story, we have a testimony that we need to share with others. So Father, I pray that this brief, very cool example, this 15-second testimony, would be a powerful tool that we can use to share the gospel with others. Lord, challenge us with it today. Encourage us with it today. Lord, as we think through those words, and Lord, as we write out this testimony, give us opportunity today to share it. Lord, may we pray to that end now.